The Tips waren das mit Wasting Time. Und Skandinavien ist ja seit vielen Jahren schon ein Hort der guten Musik, hauptsächlich Popmusik, aber ist es natürlich nicht nur darauf beschränkt. Und das zeigen zum Beispiel die vier Jungs von Paper Tigers, einer Rockband aus Kopenhagen. Auf CD klingen sie so. Und wie sie live klingen, das werden wir gleich rausfinden, denn sie sind alle Mann versammelt hier in einem viel zu kleinen Studio eigentlich, aber wir haben es alle hier reingeschafft. Schön, dass ihr da seid. Welcome to Hochschulradio Düsseldorf. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right, I put the microphones up. So, you're a rock band. You started your career in 2009. Tell us a little about the band history. I guess it started with Linus and Niklas, because you're brothers.
Andreas.
Andreas. But when and how did you get together as a group of four?
Well, we grew up, Andreas and I, with each other, and then Niklas came along. We sort of needed a drummer for this band we were planning to have, and then and he sort of, I think we heard him play with another band, and then we were like, he needs to be in our band. So
you just stole him, basically.
Yeah, we stole him, actually.
Pretty much. Yeah. We actually played, he played his last concert with that band, and then we played our first the next day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then Sebastian came along a little bit later. Yeah, we all met at my birthday party, and then, became friends, and then he sort of sneaked in.
Yeah.
Also sie haben, mit den Brüdern fing es an, mit Linus und Andreas, und dann haben sie sich den Drummer von einer anderen Band mehr oder weniger gestohlen, und dann kam auch noch Sebastian dazu für das Keyboard, und jetzt sind sie zusammen, sind Freunde geworden und touren jetzt durch Deutschland. Was it always clear for you that you'd make rock? Your father was a folk singer in Denmark, so it's not like you don't know any other genres. Why rock?
Well, I think for Linus and I, it was kind of, well, yes, our father was a folk singer, but he also grew up listening to a lot of Led Zeppelin and Beatles, and he married a wonderful woman in our mother who had this great record collection of all these 60s British bands. So we kind of grew up listening to them, and also we grew up in the 90s, so we also listened to the Britpop from England at that time. So I think it was always kind of clear that we would be rock musicians, yeah.
Yeah, we sort of had the feeling that the world needed a new rock band like us.
So why?
I think at the time we were a bit mad about our friends' style of music and all that electro pop coming up in Denmark, in Scandinavia, and we were like, no fucking shit. We need to do this somehow.
Also sie haben gesagt, ihr Vater war zwar ein Volkssänger, aber sie sind mit der Musik auch der 60er aufgewachsen, mit den Beatles und Led Zeppelin, und haben auch gesagt, in den 90ern waren sie dann tatsächlich sauer auf die Musik, die in Dänemark gespielt wurde, auch den Elektropop, und haben gesagt, okay, wir wollen mal wieder richtigen Rock machen, und deswegen haben sie sich dann gegründet und wollen jetzt auch richtigen Rock machen. Your rock is quite melodic. It's easier to listen to than other rock songs, in my opinion. Other rock songs maybe a little bit darker. Why did you choose to sound like this?
I think we always had the feeling that it needed to be, with a nice chorus that you can sing along to. I think that's the whole idea. It can be hard rock sometimes, but with a twist of a nice melody, and
And to get a better impression of what you are doing, I think we just listened to a song live. It's called Head Over Heels, your first single from the new album, which is also called Head Over Heels.
Exactly.
Before you play it, tell us a little bit about this song. What is it about?
Yeah, really, it's about falling head over heels in a woman, in a girl.
A love song.
A proper love song, yeah. Really.
Proper love song. Also, ein ordentlicher Love Song jetzt von The Paper Tigers aus Dänemark, hier live bei Hochschulradio Düsseldorf.